four MH6 little birds flew 40 feet above the ground, less than 20 feet between them, as they raced through a star-strewn Nigerian sky. Seated on the exterior-mounted benches of each small helicopter were four special operators. The men wore black Nomex suits, black body armor that held the ammo magazines, grenades, flashbangs, and assorted items employed by people in this niche career field of kinetic solutions and surprise parties. The suppressed M4 assault rifles hung from one-point slings, ready for immediate use.
Ocelot 6, we're 5 mics.
The flat voice of the lead aircraft's pilot caused Jimmy Taylor to glance reflexively at his watch. He smiled. 5 minutes until arrival. Precisely on time. The aircraft belonged to the 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment, a unit known as the Night Stalkers. The elite aviators were renowned for their bold promise to land their customers anywhere within 30 seconds of the planned time on target. In a decade of catching rides on their helos, Jimmy had never experienced them more than 10 seconds off planned time. Tonight, they were riding with Dagger Flight. He double-clicked his radio in response. Jimmy held up a hand with all 5 fingers raised. It was old school and technically unnecessary, since the assault team had heard the transmission. The helicopter noise and roar of the 100-mile-per-hour wind made conversation impossible, even via high-tech bone mic transceivers. The gesture was acknowledged and returned by the other operators. The nonverbal signal would be repeated when 1 minute remained. 3 of the 4 little birds carried a total of 12 Special Operations Marines. Ostensibly, they were in the country to advise the Nigerian military on its ongoing fight with the Islamic military group Boko Haram. In reality, they were here to support a CIA Special Activities Division team. The Spooks, who rode on the 4th aircraft, were tracking the recent influx of high-grade weapons into Nigeria and Cameroon. Jimmy's hands worked through a gear check routine, second nature after a dozen deployments with hundreds of raids and patrols. He watched the arid landscape pass in a blur below. As squad leader, he'd never admit to his Marines that the thrill of riding on a helicopter never got old, and he felt as excited as a kid on a roller coaster. Through the green hue of his night vision goggles, the Marines on the other aircraft looked close enough to reach out and touch. With around 1 minute remaining, the formation split into a starburst pattern. At 0235 local, it was highly unlikely anyone in the town would notice the fast approach and landing of the 4 aircraft. The target was a cinder block walled compound about 1 kilometer outside of Zundur, a small poverty-stricken town so remote and insignificant that it barely registered in a Google search. Dagger 1 and 2 arced around the east and west sides of the compound, heading north in search of threats. Meanwhile, Dagger 3 and 4 continued their approach to land on the south side of a large warehouse structure. As Dagger 1 rounded the northwest corner of the compound, the pilot in command called out, "Movement in Alpha 1!" The mission planning process involved dividing the target into a grid, each section having its own designation. The grid reference system provided a common operating picture, letting everyone know the exact location of concern. Less than half a second later, a gravelly voice sounded.
"Engaging."
From the bench of the still airborne Dagger 1, an operator fired. His rifle spat twice, the suppressor on his weapon hiding the telltale muzzle flash. The muffled pops were fired so close together that they could have easily been mistaken for a single shot. Out of the corner of his eye, Jimmy saw his target crumple to the ground like a puppet with its strings cut.